This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in a home.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Islam Quest, where we are discussing the top 10 reasons why only Islam. And before the break, we mentioned two of them. One, we said why only Islam is because of the name Islam itself. And we have mentioned the second reason, the clear, pure and complete concept of God that Islam has. The third reason why only Islam is because it has a universal leader. Single universal leader, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us a great blessing, has favored us by sending Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he is the leader for the whole Muslim ummah. And he is universally followed without any disagreement and dispute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Muhammad, peace be upon him, as an example for all of us to follow. Allah says in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best example for you to follow in your life is the life of Muhammad, peace be upon him. So the third reason why only Islam is because we have single universal leader, Muhammad, peace be upon him. The fourth reason why only Islam is because Islam has the most authentic and accurate religious scripture, perfectly preserved, the glorious Quran. There is not a single mistake, error, contradiction, fabrication, concoction in the Quran. It is the book which is unchanged since the time it was revealed, because Allah himself took this responsibility upon himself. Allah says in Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily it is we who have sent down the scripture, sent down the Quran, and it is we who will guard it from corruption. So it has the perfect religious scripture. And it is so important, my brothers and sisters, that you need to have a book which is divinely preserved, perfected, for us to take guidance from it till eternity. The fifth reason why only Islam is because it defines the purpose of life. You see, people are wandering. They don't know why they are here. They don't have the purpose of life. They think that chasing and accumulating wealth is the purpose of life. They think building career is the purpose of life. They think having a good family is the purpose of life. Islam brings you this clearly. The purpose of life, why are you here, is only to serve Allah Almighty. The purpose of life that Islam provides is much more beyond that what we think. We are here for a temporary purpose, for a test, and we have to go back. And why we are here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created humans and jinns except that they may worship me, they may serve me. So it defines, Islam defines the purpose of life. The seventh reason why only Islam is because it has a beautiful and pure concept of worship. The concept of worship in Islam is literally anything and everything that you do which conciliates with the Quran and authentic teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a worship. Even if you smile at your brother, is a worship to Allah. If you go for halal income and earn for your family to make them live better, that is a worship to Allah. If you study to please Allah Almighty, that's a worship to Allah. Apart from all the obligatory acts, anything and everything that you do, which is according to Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that is a worship to Allah. As Allah Almighty says in Surah An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah number 162, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my prayers, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So the concept of worship is beautiful. The eighth reason why only Islam is because it is universal. Wherever you are, whether you are in Europe, whether you are in US, whether you are in India, Pakistan, Middle East, Far East, wherever you are, the message remains the same. The beauty of Islam is it is universal. It is not country-based. It is not nationality. There is no boundary in Islam. You have a universal way of life that you can live. And that is the beauty of Islam. That is why only Islam. The ninth reason why only Islam is because it provides the solutions to the problems of mankind. You see, we the people, we need solution. We cannot be independent. We need solutions from the Creator who created us, who knows what is good and bad for us, who knows what is best for us. And that is why Islam provides the solution. The biggest problem, my dear brothers and sisters, that the humanity is facing is a problem of injustice. And Islam provides the solution to the problem of injustice. Listen to this ayah of the Quran in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 135. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, stand up firmly for justice, even, listen to this, even if the justice goes against your own self, your parents, your children, your kith and kin, stand firmly for justice. If every individual, if every society, if every country, if the whole world apply on this ayah that you must stand firmly, starting from an individual level, taking up further to the society level, and then further go on the national and international level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stand firmly for justice. Another problem that the humanity is facing is the problem of equality. There is no equal rights. There is no equal rights. Racism is at its peak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, the only criteria that you can be good, you can be better than the other is taqwa, is God consciousness. As Allah says, in Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, ayah number 13, عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The only one who has God consciousness, he is nearer to Allah. Your wealth will not take you closer to Allah. Your beauty will not take closer to Allah. You might be very influential person. That will not take you closer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your God consciousness, your love for Allah, your fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will take you near to Him. That is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last reason, that is the 10th reason, why only Islam is because it is the path of all the prophets. Islam is not a new religion. It's not a new faith. It is the same faith that the first person, first human, and a prophet who set foot on the earth, Adam, peace be upon him. He was the prophet of God. And he was a Muslim, a person who submits his will to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has sent all the prophets with this act of submission to Him alone. And to this act that all of the prophets, all the messengers have invited the people, all of them, universally, they submitted to one and only Almighty God, Allah the Most High. And all of them, they invited their people to the worship of one Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why only Islam? Is because Islam was the way, the path of all the prophets and the messengers of God. You see, if we get an opportunity, a chance to meet Abraham, peace be upon him, or Moses, peace be upon him, or Nuh, peace be upon him, or any other prophet or messenger, prior to Muhammad, peace be upon him, if he would ask them, what religion did you follow? What way of life that you used to follow? We would expect all of them to say, our religion, our faith was to submit to Almighty God, Allah the Most High. That is the reason why only Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent all these prophets, and Islam was the path of all the prophets of Allah Almighty. Because obviously they were sent and appointed by Allah Himself. And Allah has given them this universal way of life, that is Islam, which in short means submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not worshipping anyone in the creation except the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the top 10 reasons, my dear brothers and sisters, why only Islam. Allah Almighty gives us, provides us number of opportunities so that we may reflect, understand, ponder, react towards these opportunities. And Allah Almighty, He is explicit in His last and final revelation, last and final testament of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran. He said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever comes with any other way of life, any other religion other than Islam, it would never be accepted. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. I invite you to explore, understand, ponder, and remember, read, and ponder the message of Islam. Understand by your own way the religion of Islam with all fairness and honesty. And you must acknowledge that all these reasons and many more reasons why only Islam are absolutely justified. I would like to end this episode with an ayah with which I began my talk, from Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 85, in which Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ whoever comes with any other way of life, any other religion, it will never be accepted. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. So my dear brothers and sisters, do not be the losers. Discover Islam, discover truth. With this, I end this episode. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we